Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 20th of August, the administration that is suitable. Christ's Lampstand churches are presently in travail to bring forth the man-child administration that is suitable for the fullness of times. Notably, the administration that is suitable for the time of the end is still a lampstand administration. When the Father takes his seat, the administration will not shift from the lampstand to another piece of furniture in the true temple. Rather, the administration of the sevenfold Spirit of Yahweh will move from the face of the Son's throne to the face of the Father's throne. The seven presbyteries in the right hand of Christ will become one worldwide presbytery around the throne of the Father, and the seven lampstand churches will become one worldwide lampstand that reveals the sevenfold Spirit of Yahweh before the Father's throne. The prophet Isaiah described the ministry of the church as being one worldwide lampstand in the time of the end. He said, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord, that is, the sevenfold Spirit of Yahweh, is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you." The lampstand administration of the church will continue to proclaim and to accomplish the word of the Lord until the door to the temple of God in the heavenly places is closed. At that time, Moses and Elijah will replace the evangelistic ministry of the church as the light of the world for a period of 3.5 years. Notably, Moses and Elijah are called the two olive trees, or anointed ones, and the two lampstands who stand before the Lord of the whole earth. The references used in today's devotions are Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 5, and Revelation chapter 11, verse 4. For further study, Isaiah chapter 62,